All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO, online KFYO.com. With the Radio Pup app, you can take the show wherever you go, as well as other KFYO programming. Syria, obviously, still in the news, going to be in the news for quite a while. And joining me to talk about Syria, some of the political implications as well. You've seen his writings over at the Daily Caller's website, dailycaller.com. Matt Lewis, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming back on the program. Always nice to visit with you here on the show. Let's talk about some of the political implications and just this whole, I guess the president trying to convince members of Congress. He's not having an easy time convincing members of Congress. You've got a article out today, great article on the Daily Caller's website about why the president is losing the war resolution vote. Do you think he's going to lose this thing?
I do. I think he will lose it. I mean, who knows? Because the ace that Obama has, you know, up his sleeve is the line that presidents always use, which is, if you don't vote for me on this, my presidency is over.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to imagine that Barack Obama could survive this sort of an embarrassment and then have any sort of, you know, real impact going forward. He's already a lame duck. He's already failed to pass, you know, the gun control that he pushed. Quite often presidents have major setbacks in their second terms, and it very well could be that this would do him in. So he can always say, look, please, you know, he can say to Democrats, please, you've got to vote for this, if for no other reason than because my presidency hinges on it. Having said that,
that's a terrible awful reason.
And if you're in a position where that's your best bargaining chip, then you're in trouble.
Right. Yeah, that's a great reason to go to war now, just to
right.
make the president look good. But this isn't even a Republican versus Democrat. This is really a bipartisan, no answer, it seems like, so far.
It is. It's been really interesting to see how, we've seen this issue, which I would call the interventionist versus anti-interventionist issue, transcend political party. And, you know, you have more people across party lines, especially in a day and age where essentially if you know that someone's a Republican, you know where they stand on abortion. If you know that they're a Democrat, you know where they stand on guns. But this is an issue, even before Syria, that has really transcended the political parties. But I think Syria is even more interesting because you have people like Marco Rubio, for example, who is a foreign policy hawk, who is somebody who believes in a strong, vibrant, you know, military, who thinks America should be a force for good in the world, who opposes Syria because it's such a bad idea. So Obama's in big, big trouble, I think, on this vote.
I was about to ask you, do you think that we're moving more towards that Rand Paul type of non-interventionist movement, or is it just because there's no clear winner in Syria, that if this was Iran that we were talking about, or maybe North Korea that we were talking about, then there would be more support behind something like this, an intervention. But because it's Syria, because the rebel fighters, a majority of them being backed by Al-Qaeda, which we're not fans of, except for it seems like John McCain all of a sudden wants to support the rebels and Al-Qaeda. Is that why we're not going to get involved? Is that why the Republicans out there who are typically war hawks and you know, want this strong military, have no problem intervening, is that why Republicans are turning away?
Yeah, that's a very good point, because I think it would be wrong to misread this and to overplay this as, you know, a movement toward isolationism, for example.
Right.
I really think it's a combination of factors. I think that, yes, Rand Paul and the sort of libertarian zeitgeist has had an influence. There's no doubt about that. I think it's also the fact that we're just, frankly, war-weary. After a decade of wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, Americans are understandably hesitant to intervene. But, and then lastly, I think, you know, the fact is that there are so many problems specific to Syria, not the least of which, as you just pointed out, is the fact that if we were to topple Assad, Al-Qaeda would take over. So I think it's a combination. So that's why, you know, this is such a bad predicament for Obama. I mean, there is no clear rationale for war. So he really needs to call out favors, but that's where this other problem emerges. He hasn't been very good at building relationships, personal relationships with members of Congress, so they're not willing to carry this heavy water for him.
Visiting with Matt Lewis, Daily Caller, dailycaller.com, and on Twitter, at Matt K. Lewis. You can follow him on there. Let's talk about the implications politically that this could have going forward. Everyone's talking about 2016. What about 2014? What role could this play going into midterm elections?
Well, I think that this is such a huge issue that it could impact everything. And I'll give you just one prime example. Just one race as a microcosm would be in Arkansas, where you have a very vulnerable Democrat named Mark Pryor, who is hanging on for his dear life. And he's being challenged by a Republican, a young, you know, Republican conservative named Tom Cotton. And this is really maybe the biggest race that people are watching. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that Tom Cotton can beat Mark Pryor, and that would be a pickup for Republicans. The interesting thing is all the other congressmen in Arkansas are against this intervention except for Tom Cotton, the Republican. And I think it's very possible that the incumbent Democrat, the vulnerable incumbent Democrat, Mark Pryor, could get to Cotton's right. He could oppose intervention and try to tie Tom Cotton to Barack Obama.
Huh, interesting.
I know it's complex, but it would be very interesting, and you could see a scenario where Tom Cotton loses because the Democrat ties him to Barack Obama.
Right. And because this is such a big issue right now, every poll that you see that comes out, 60-70, if not more, percentage-wise, of Americans are against intervening in Syria. So it doesn't seem like it would be in anybody's favor to be tied in with the president on this.
Yeah, it's very bad politics. And, I mean, again, in Arkansas, all the other congressmen are against this.
Right.
But this Republican, Tom Cotton, is a veteran and has been outspokenly in favor of intervention. And so this is consistent. It's clearly not a political move, but it could possibly cost him the race. And I think you could take that all over the country. This could have all sorts of implications.
Very interesting. On 2016, obviously, Rand Paul, he has been very vocal against intervening. Ted Cruz, he has had some not so good things to say, including the phrase yesterday that even one GOP congressman slammed him for, but his statement yesterday that the United States is not the Air Force for Al-Qaeda. It was a good line that was put out there. So obviously, as of right now, Ted Cruz against intervening. What about some of the other 2016ers? Where are they coming down on this?
So I think that anybody who can avoid taking a clear stand on this will. So the governors, Chris Christie, you know, he's going to say, you know, chemical weapons are horrible, but he'll probably try, you know, Christie, Scott Walker, Bobby Jindal, I suspect they'll try to avoid taking a firm stance as long as they can. This is very interesting. I think in the short term, this helps Rand Paul because up until now, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, who, you know, are obviously going to be running for president, they've been able to have it both ways. They've been able to talk like a libertarian and yet possibly get the money from the defense contractors and the neocons.
Right.
So this puts them on a level playing field. They're going to have to vote. I mean, Rubio yesterday in committee voted against it. So they're going to have to go on the record. I think that puts everybody, it's a level playing field. They won't be able to, you know, sort of have their cake and eat it too. But the other interesting thing that could happen in the long term is I think it's possible that the political winds could shift again in 2 years. And you could have someone like Chris Christie having the sort of strong executive, you know, traditional sort of bellicose Republican brand all to himself. Chris Christie could run as the strong leader who will be willing to put our enemies in line, unlike Rubio and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. I mean, politics changes, and right now it seems very cool and very popular to be against this. But in 2 years, things could look very, very different.
very interesting. And are you surprised that Hillary Clinton has not come out and said anything?
Well, she did reluctantly through a spokesperson,
right,
come out and sort of back Obama. But I'm not surprised, because I think it, just like Christian Walker, anybody who can avoid taking a stance on this,
yeah,
which is better, see how it plays out. I mean, look how she got so burned last time by her vote on Iraq that I'm not surprised at all that she's a little gun shy about this.
Matt Lewis, Daily Caller. Follow him on Twitter at Matt K. Lewis on Twitter. Always great to interview. I appreciate you coming on the program today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Have a good one. That's Matt Lewis.